Hello there, everybody. My name is Kirk Fitzgerald of CountryMusicAlive.com. I'm glad to see that you have dropped in to take a listen to the new podcast. It's all new to me, so it'll take us a little while to get everything worked out and learn how everything works, but I do want to hear from you. Let me hear what you think and what you want to hear and anything else you want to let me know. Just all your comments are more than welcome. Send me an email, CountryMusicAlive@gmail.com. That'll get right to me, and I'll get back with you for some, and we'll be really glad to hear from you. As I said, it's all new, so let's get started with a few little news bits here, and we'll start building on it as we go through and see where we can go from here with it. If you are watching Nashville Star Competition on NBC, hopefully everybody was. It was a really good season this year, I think. I really enjoyed it. Came down to Gabe Garcia and Melissa Lawson, and Melissa Lawson won the whole thing, and she will get her recording contract with Warner Brothers Nashville, and she also should be performing here on the Olympic Games sometime during the NBC coverage. If you missed the final episode, CMT will re-air it on Friday, August the 8th. At 4:30 Eastern. Check your local times there to be sure you get the right times and everything. Looking at the charts, Sugarland is on top by, amazing. Sugarland is there not only for the week ending, but they had the best-selling CD in the entire country, the number one slot on the country charts, and the number one song for All I Want to Do. If you haven't picked up that album, I highly suggest it. It's a great listen. You can learn more about it on the blogs portion of CountryMusicAlive.com. Check that out. Sugarland's newest album is out and doing very well. Also, got a little bit of news from the Alan Jackson camp. James Otto has landed that opening spot for Alan Jackson's Good Time Tour, which will also include Trace Atkins. And that tour will take off about October the 2nd out of Fayetteville, and there will be 17 other stops for you on that tour. So check Polestar.com or your local venues and see if that tour will be coming to anywhere near you. Also, one last news item for you. Taylor Swift has a little bit of news. She has a new song that is written by Taylor, and it's going to be called Change. And that will be available on iTunes starting Friday, August the 8th. And it will be featured on the NBC's daily video highlights of the Olympic Games. All proceeds from the sale off of iTunes are going to benefit Team USA. And that single will also be featured on her new album. This is pretty much the first time we've heard anything about a new album coming. And there is a scheduled has been scheduled for a release in the fall. That's really all we know now. Sometime this fall we should have some brand new Taylor Swift to listen to. Speaking of new songs and things, coming up on August the 10th, be looking out on your local radio station and satellite radio, if you're a fan of that, for a new Kenny Chesney song that will be impacting radio, Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven. Check that out and see if you can start requesting it and let your radio disc jockeys know that you want to hear it. On the 11th, you should also be looking out for Blake Shelton's new song, She Wouldn't Be Gone, Christy Lee Cook, 15 Minutes of Shame, and the Randy Rogers Band, In My Arms Instead. So those are some new music to be looking out for on your radio stations, and be sure to let your radio stations know that you want to hear it. The only way they're going to play it is if they hear from you. So if you're a fan of any of those people or want to hear Kenny's new song, that's, you go right ahead and request away. As far as new CD releases, there's really only one coming up this Tuesday, and it's the Beer for My Horses official soundtrack coming out from Show Dog Nashville. Check it out. It's another great CD that you'll also find more information about on the blog. Just blogged about it today. Be out Tuesday. It'll have songs on there. Of course, Toby Keith and Willie Nelson's Beer for My Horses is on there. A new group called the Trailer Choir. They're really good. I hope you'll check them out. Their song, Off the Hillbilly Hook, is on there. A few other Ted Nugent's Cat Scratch Fever's on there. A couple more, another song from Ted Nugent's on there, David Allen Coe, also Carter's Court, another group from Showdog Nashville, really good. They have a song on there. So check that out if you're a big fan of the Showdog label, as I am. The movie is coming out Friday, but it's only in limited release. So check on their website or check on my blog. You'll also see the cities. There's a whole list of cities that it's going to be playing in. I don't know if it will go into a more wider release or not, or if we'll just have to wait for DVD, but check out on the blog site for more information on that. Also, something I want to include in each podcast is a feature website. Yes, there is mine, and you can go there for the blog and new release information and some album reviews and all that good stuff, but I want to be sure that you know where else to go. There's always there's plenty of resources out there, and one that I really like a lot that I'll share with you today is Country Standard Time. It's countrystandardtime.com. Check that site out. It's really good if you're really into good country music, a little bit from the folk and bluegrass, and just real good, honest-to-good country music. You'll find a lot of reviews and very good news information there as well. So hopefully you'll take the time and check that site out. Well, that does it for me for the first podcast, and we'll start growing from here. Just give me some time to see what we can do, and I want to hear from you, so be sure, countrymusicalove@gmail.com. Let me hear from you, see what's on your mind and what you want to hear on the podcast each week or each day. I don't know even how often we'll do it, but we'll go from here and start building. For more information on Country Music Alive, be sure to check out countrymusicalive.com. There's links there to the podcast and to the blog. There's a message board. Feel free to use that. Get with your friends and talk country music over there. Lots of good features on the website I hope you'll take advantage of. My name is Kirk Fitzgerald. countrymusicalive.com is the website. I'll be hearing from you soon. Thank you.